here now with the news in detail is Sharon Lynch.
The flu season is approaching its critical point, increasing the pressure on medical staff over the coming days. The HSE has said anyone displaying signs or symptoms of infection should avoid making social visits to hospitals or nursing homes. Kate Carolyn reports.
The virus is expected to peak over Christmas, when it's forecast there could be as many as 1,100 people in hospital on a given day. Children under the age of 15 and adults over the age of 80 are expected to be the worst affected. The HSE has urged anyone who has yet to be vaccinated to do so. The executive has also said that anyone displaying signs or symptoms of infection should avoid visiting hospitals or nursing homes over the Christmas period. Many hospitals that are under pressure have already put visitor restrictions in place. Pharmacies have also reported a significant spread of the virus in children. Although there's a shortage of the spray vaccine, they say the injectable vaccine is available and safe for children.
President Catherine Connolly has issued her first Christmas message since her inauguration last month. In her address, President Connolly praised those who gave up their time over Christmas to serve the needs of others. She expressed gratitude to members of the Irish Defence Forces spending Christmas overseas. President Connolly drew special attention to the wars in Gaza, Ukraine and Sudan.
We hold, of course, in our thoughts the millions of people worldwide who are enduring the devastating impacts of interconnected crises, of climate change, war, conflict and displacement. The many families this Christmas who will sadly experience fear, uncertainty or profound loss. In particular, we think of the people of Palestine, Ukraine and Sudan.
An Irish citizen who had been held by immigration authorities in the United States for almost 5 months has been freed and is back in her family home in Missouri. A green card holder, Donna Hughes Brown, has lived in the United States since she was 11 years old. Ms. Hughes Brown was arrested last July when she returned to the US from a visit to Ireland. Her arrest came after President Trump amended the Immigration and Nationality Act. It stipulates that any foreign-born resident of the United States who has violated any law whatsoever at any stage over the previous 2 decades can be deemed inadmissible or barred from entry to the United States. Ms. Hughes Brown's court records show she had signed 2 cheques totaling less than $80 while overdrawn on her account during a period of personal difficulty in 2015. Damage has been caused to the headquarters of Meath Civil Defence in Navan in County Meath. The fire broke out at Moat View House yesterday afternoon. It's understood that the damage was primarily caused to the vehicle bay area of the facility. An office complex at the headquarters was relatively unaffected, apart from significant smoke damage. The €2.6 million facility was officially opened in 2020. The government has announced that vehicular access for visitors to the Castletown Domain in County Kildare via the M4 access road will reopen from today. Access to the heritage site and nearby parking had been suspended for 2 years. The announcement of the reopening follows the successful acquisition of the access road and car park by the Office of Public Works in November. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will be slow to clear this morning, lingering in parts of the west and midlands. It'll be cloudy elsewhere. Patchy rain and drizzle will move westwards. It'll become drier in the east this afternoon with bright spells. Highest temperatures will range from 6 to 11 degrees.